The air in Cameroon hangs heavy with the scent of rain and curing tobacco. In the first light, the fields shimmer gold, and you can almost hear the heartbeat of the leaf. They call it fragile. They're right. The Cameroon cigar wrapper tears easily, bruises easily, and sometimes breaks under its own weight. But when it survives, it becomes something rare, the kind of tobacco that turns smoke into memory. This is not the story of a product. It's the story of people, of farmers who still rise before dawn to cut each leaf by hand, of families like Mirapful who stayed when everyone else left, and of Carlos Fuentes Sr., who once decided that a leaf this delicate was worth every lost batch, every curse, every sleepless night. What makes the Cameroon wrapper special isn't just the flavor, though it's unforgettable. It's the fact that it almost disappeared and didn't. Every time you light one, you're holding that story between your fingers. You taste the soil of Central Africa, the patience of the roller, the quiet pride of the grower. It survived heat and storms, politics and distance, and somehow kept its sweetness. It's the kind of beauty that only exists because someone refused to let it go. So sit back for a moment, let the smoke drift, and think about how something so fragile could travel halfway around the world, survive against every odd, and still burn so perfectly even. That's the magic of Cameroon Gold, a little piece of Africa, wrapped in history, kept alive by love.